News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the pub is the one remaining site for Dublin's late night cultural fun. That's according to Irish Independence technology editor Adrian Wechter, who's been writing about this. Adrian, set out your stall for us here. What do you think is missing from the Dublin night scene? Is it just less busy than it used to be, or are there actually aspects of it that aren't catered for?
Yeah, late night cafes are the main thing. When I was in my 20s, which is quite a while ago now, late 90s or early 2000s, there was always somewhere to go after 9, 10, 11 or p.m. or even midnight, as well as very early in the morning. You could go to somewhere like Bewley's, which was open almost all night. You go places like the Coffee Inn, I think the Coffee Dock and Jury's. There were cafes like Cafe Java.
Yeah.
I was kind of reminded of this because I was detained unexpectedly last week in the States, and I had to keep in touch with Irish time. So I had to find somewhere at 5 a.m. in the morning where I could work. And there were loads of places. There were loads of cafes and just general establishments. I was like the guy in the Edward Hopper painting, Nighthawks. I was just me and a couple of guys in there. But it reminded me of what we used to have in Dublin, which was somewhere to go that wasn't a pub, wasn't a restaurant, where you could chat, get something to eat at pretty much any hour of the night. And for some reason, I think we've ditched it.
Yeah, I must be a similar vintage, because I remember well places like Cafe Java and the early hours of Bewley's, and also places like Mr. Pussy's and stuff. You could have dinner there at, I don't know what hour of the night you could go there at. And the Manhattan, there was a lot of places. But do you think they could be lost for a reason? Like maybe they weren't making money, or maybe people really fell out of love with doing those types of things. Why don't we have it?
I think it's more the latter thing that you suggest. I think people will tell you that it's to do with antisocial behaviour or crime, or you can't get people to work, or insurance. And I think all of those things are secondary. I really think it's connected to the same reason that we no longer have as many nightclubs. I think there's 80% fewer nightclubs in Dublin and other Irish cities compared to the year 2000. And that is because we have Tinder, and because we have Deliveroo, and because we have Netflix. We simply have alternative ways of meeting people, of hooking up with people, of entertaining ourselves than we
and
did
our homes
in those.
Maybe are more comfortable than.
Yeah, I mean, possibly. I think a lot of people are sick of staring at the box room or the kitchen or their one bed apartment. I think there are still enough people. There are more people in the centre of Dublin living than there were when I was, say, 22, 23. You had to generally come in from the suburbs to do all of that. I think it's more to do with just people not being motivated to do that. I think it's a terrible loss to our culture, because I think there was something unique about sitting in a cafe at 2 a.m. That you didn't get from
playing
a pub.
Jenga half the time.
Well, or just
like
talking
that.
About life, or writing your memoir, or whatever it was. There was something unique that you can still do in other cities, and for some reason you can't do
I
here.
I wonder, is it partly that, like, I know a lot of adult children are living at home with their parents, and that was probably, to some extent, I wasn't as much then, but I wonder, like, how I parent my children and how I was parented are very different. My kids have a much greater leeway about what they are allowed to do. Like, maybe that generation, the Gen Xers, had to get out of the house and go and socialize, you know, in public spaces for free, because, like, our parents wouldn't necessarily let us bring boyfriends and girlfriends back or let us have, like, our mates around in numbers. You know what I mean? It was a different time.
Maybe if you're suggesting that you're sort of allowed to bring your 21, 22 year old girlfriend back to hang out in the house all the time. I think it was more to do, though, maybe it was more to do with the cultural climate of the time, if that's what you're getting at, that it was more difficult. There was a bigger distance between a 21 year old and their parents back then than there is now, which meant if you wanted to discuss something that was kind of edgy or adult, you needed to go to a cafe to meet your contemporaries. You couldn't go online and discuss it on an infinite number of social platforms, and you definitely couldn't discuss it with your parents. So there might be something to that, all right.
Look, it's very interesting, and I tend to agree with you and mourn the passing of those spaces, because they were quite cool, and they were different to a pub, and they were places for those kind of conversations that young people have in the middle of the night. And I think they're probably very important conversations too. Thank you very much for joining us, Adrian. That is the Irish Independent Technology Editor, Adrian Weckler. Let us know, do you remember those venues, and do they matter? Does it matter whether they're gone or not? I'd love to know what people think this morning.
The coffee in brings back memories, all right.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.